keeping a blood-sucking parasite under control. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Michigan is taking ownership of a dam on the Manistique River in the Upper Peninsula. That will allow the federal government to build a new barrier there to keep sea lampreys from breeding in the river. As Peter Payette reports, managers of the fishery expect that will bring the lamprey problem under control in Lake Michigan.
The Manistique is one of the largest watersheds in the Great Lakes. Wildlife officials were caught off guard there about a decade ago when it was discovered sea lampreys were passing an old dam near the river mouth and spawning upstream. That was one reason the lamprey population in Lake Michigan surged around 2007, and today the eel-like fish are still more numerous than fisheries biologists would like. Lampreys keep lake trout from recovering and also will attach to whitefish and salmon. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is ready to build a new barrier on the Manistique River, and Michigan's willingness to own the dam could allow that to happen by 2014. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
This is the Environment Report. Figuring out how your food is grown is not always easy to do. Sometimes there are labels, and they say things like free-range or certified naturally grown, but it can take some work to figure out what that really means.
And so as a consumer, it's just kind of like, I give up.
That's Kara Rosane. She and her husband, Carl, wanted a lot more information. They wanted our food system to be more transparent.
We sort of said, okay, let's just take you back to the story, to the pictures, all the things that are the core of the farm that will make you really know that that's the truth. You know, go way beyond and way deeper than a label.
2 years ago, they founded a startup company called RealTimeFarms.com. It's a crowdsourced food guide that lets you learn more about the farms in your area. The website shows a map of the U.S. with a bunch of dots on it. When you zoom in, you can see photos of specific farms and what they grow. Carl Rosane shows me how it works.
So I just clicked on Delight of Life Farm, which apparently is in Suttons Bay, Michigan. They have garlic and pork, and they have animal byproduct-free feed, antibiotic-free, and growth hormone-free, and they're not cloned. So we know that much about them.
Anybody can visit a farm, take photos, and add what kinds of things the farmers grow and how they grow them. Kara Rosane says they decided to make the site neutral, so they're not promoting one kind of farm over another.
It hasn't been just about local or just about hyper-sustainable. It's a guide to the whole food universe. So every farm. We're really about transparency, not about judgment.
She says they decided early on that they didn't want any advertising to clutter the site. But of course, they still had to make money. Carl Rosane is a software engineer. He was part of the team that launched Google's first Android device. A few years ago, he quit his job at Google. He and Kara moved back to Michigan, and they started Real-Time Farms. Carl designed software to allow restaurants to link menu items online back to the farms they came from. And they've been selling the software to restaurants and food trucks. Paul Kesnick owns Darcy's Cart in Ann Arbor.
When you're navigating through the menu, you can pull your little mouse over the egg that's in the breakfast burrito listed on the ingredients. You'll see Grazing Fields Cooperative, who supplies our eggs. So that's just a great thing. And I can put sort of as much or as little sourcing information on there as I want.
There are about 100 restaurants linked to farms on Real-Time Farms' website. But like any startup, things change. The Rosanes are now shifting away from working with restaurants, although they'll let their current customers continue to use the software for free. Real-Time Farms is joining forces with a crowdsourced cooking site called Food 52. Carl and Kara say they're hoping to reach a lot more people this way and get them more connected to the places their food is grown. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.